Game here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. I know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up. That type of motion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love so they show us love back. Yeah. And been worthy like.
Blessings, respect, bless up. You are now rocking with the best. We are the Supreme Team
Politics, yes, sir.
Podcast, where we're covering everything NBA related, and of course some sneaker talk we'll throw in. And I got my man Pots and Pans with me, Mr. Adam Carter. That's not a minus, that's a dot. Welcome, my brother.
What's up, Jack? You see, I'm representing for March Madness. Got to represent for the hometown kids. Shout out to AJ Hogard.
He stole my shout out.
Michigan State. Shout out to them. So we gotta, you know, had to come out right for this episode tonight, brother.
They advanced in a good win earlier today. I was watching them live. I said he may be the only player, him and the Brickus kids. The only players I know in men's basketball, college. And they're making us proud.
Kivas has a son out there that's a bad boy, too.
Hold up. What's Kivas? What do you play for?
Deuce Turner. He plays for San Diego. He's a bad boy. Bad boy.
What?
Yeah, Deuce is tough.
I know. Shout out to Deuce. If he's like his father, he got a good mid-range game.
Oh, my God. He's a scorer. He's a scorer for sure.
Gunner just like his daddy. I'm shout out to you, Keith. Yes, sir. Listen, even though it's a slow NBA day, slow NBA week, I see the gonna mess up my don't sleep as the Pelicans are getting beat down by the Magic right now. But yeah, man. So what we getting to this week, man?
Listen, man, even though, like you said, this is March Madness week technically, but there's still some things to talk about in the association. Let's start off.
It's association.
With the association. Let's dive right in, Jack. So I'm gonna look at my left hand. Lucky lefty, Jack.
It's alive.
Lucky it's alive. Lefty, Jack.
Man,
did you see that shot by Kyrie Irving?
I saw it live.
My God,
I still can't believe it.
That's an incredible shot, Jack.
What would make you think to do that?
Kyrie has that Kobe gene. They're insane when it comes to that. Kobe would have shot that shot.
A left-running left-hand hook avoiding a 7'2" guy.
Yep.
I was like, what could he have done?
And like they called it a floater, but I'm like, it was more like a hook shot.
Running hook, old school running hook. People don't even make them shot. That's from the 50s. When you look at the old white dudes in the 50s, they was doing that. He did that on Sunday.
It looked like the shot that Magic Johnson hit in the finals, but with his offhand.
Unlike Michael Jordan, when Kyrie goes to his left, it's not a disaster. It's amazing. Yo,
no Luka, trash.
Yo, man, he had Luka ready to cry at the end of the game.
Oh, my God. that was an incredible shot.
If that was in the playoffs, that would be the greatest shot in NBA history.
Yeah, and I still think
that
shot's gonna go down in history, Jack. Yo, that is a top five incredible play.
It kind of reminds me. You remember that one LeBron had? He was fading away with the one hand and went off the glass. Like that. That's probably my favorite LeBron shot. Just to have the audacity to take. That's why those cats, they are professionals. They be in the gym. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, man. So Kyrie shot over the Joker. Put them up 105 to 107 for the win. That's a big win for Dallas, Jack. They needed that win. And a win over a great team, Jack. Yeah. That's a confidence booster for sure. It has to be for Dallas.
And when I was watching that, because I knew Murray was going to win the game for him, we left it too much time. You can't give them that. But they have the best clutch duo in the league.
Man.
They could possibly, if they stick together, have the best clutch duo ever. Because at the end of the game, I don't care who got the ball. out of those two.
Either one. And as impressive as a shot as that shot was impressive. It made me think, is that a more impressive shot than the shot over Steph in the to win the finals? I mean, of course, people are going to say the shot over Steph because they won the finals with it. But I think this shot with the Joker, Jack, degree of difficulty is much higher to me.
I think it's a better shot, but the championship one's a better moment.
Absolutely.
Because even that shot against Steph, he didn't have to take that kind of shot. He took a step back three. The degree of difficulty on that was crazy.
Yeah. And as incredible as a shot as it was, I think the fact that made the play and the shot even more credible is that brother is celebrating Ramadan right now.
Yo.
He didn't have any food, any water in his system when he did that. That's incredible.
And he looking at players on the bench eating and not even getting in the game. Tim Hardaway Jr. just eating. Sorry, Tim Hardaway Jr. Yo, Kyle, listen, yo, and they said a funny joke. Kenny Smith said when Hakeem Olajuwon was on Ramadan, he would be so irritable. Foul would be like, God will judge you. I was crying. but Kyrie seems to be the opposite. He seems to be cooler, more calm. And I read something that the Dallas organization makes some customized halal meals.
They have a private chef, yeah.
Like, they have a top-notch facility down there. That's all the players. And you hear the retired players like, Dallas is the spot. And I didn't think these two would make it together, but they look like they fit, man.
Well, you figure this is their first full season, and it's the way with injuries, they're not always together, so they're trying to figure out what they are, and they're a scary duo, Jack.
When Kyrie plays, and forget all the crazy stuff he may say, you get him between those lines, buddy. But he reminds me of when he was my favorite. I never forget, shout out to Ricky Hicks, when they drafted him, because he only played like 7 games. He said, put your eyes on that boy, Kyrie. He's special. Yeah. I said, all right, dog. Understand.
Yeah.
He is probably, is he the greatest shot maker ever?
It's tough, man. He's up there. Talent-wise, I mean, career-wise, he won't be, mentioned with the greats, but talent-wise, he's one of the most talented players.
I think he may be the best shot maker. And every time I see him, our Kyrie was Rod Strickland. Same angles, way movement.
His godfather at that, right?
Exactly. Even Rod ain't throwing up no 20-foot left-hand hook.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, and to see that live, that was crazy, man.
Shout
out to Kyrie.
Yeah, man. Incredible shot. Shout out to all the
Muslim brothers and sisters this week, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's move on, Jack. So I had got a call from LeBron, right? And he was like, yo, I'm thinking about doing a podcast. And like, I was like, nah, I'm busy. I already got this thing with my man. So he went and did a podcast with JJ Redick, Jack. He went and did a podcast.
I thought you were going to say, I agree, I said. Yo, how did they sneak a podcast in?
Listen, Jack.
Yo, somebody, I would interview LeBron, I wonder how did JJ Redick pull this off? I didn't even think they knew each other.
Listen.
I got to understand the background. I was like, yo, JJ Redick and LeBron?
I know me. That.
Did you listen to the first episode?
Yes, I did.
I got to talk tonight.
So I know that JJ Redick kind of like will give him compliments every once in a while, but.
Okay.
To do a podcast together? Did you see at the start of the podcast, it just felt like they were like talking it out then what they were going to do? He was like, well, I thought we would start here. I was like, they didn't discuss this before.
We got a podcast. We talking about it for 3 years.
This idea's been in the making for 3 years.
They're going to show up on camera with wine and think that's just going to settle it. See, that's when you know you're great, when you think you could just show up
Yo, and listen, and for anybody that hasn't seen it, the first 5 minutes of the episode or LeBron's setting up the scene. He's talking about the wine. He's pouring the wine. JJ Redick's talking. He's popping the cork, and he's like, "That's the best sound in the world, by the way." I said, "This is
great." Yo, I never understood. Out of all the stuff that LeBron sells and owns, he don't do no wine.
Yeah, I mean, he got a tequila. You would have thought it'd been more natural for him to go to wine, right?
Because he's been a wine guy since, for man, listen, he is to wine with Jordan as the cigars. When Jordan got a first hit of that cigar, he was done.
He was hooked.
Like LeBron. Go on, man. I thought LeBron had a little problem when he had it on the game. When he won the game, he was injured. I think it was Cleveland. He just came up with some wine. I was like, oh, he might need to see somebody. That boy's got a pod. Yo, you know who don't like it? Draymond Green.
Yo, feels some type of way.
He didn't even let it get a week in. He's upset.
But you know what? The first thing I thought of when I saw that Draymond felt some type of way, I said, nobody is happier than who? Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce probably called Draymond and said, they don't love you like that.
I didn't think about that. LeBron don't love you like
that. LeBron don't love you like that. He thought they was boys. Apparently not, Jack.
Yo, LeBron said, LeBron knows he can't get on that podcast till he's retired. Because, you know, Draymond is going to answer some stuff that you got to be retired, you know, because he has no filter.
None.
Yo, none. Him to say that is wild.
Did you think that LeBron would do a podcast while he was still playing? I mean, he keeps, you know, defying the odds with the stuff that this guy does, man.
I would love to figure out, how is he making the time? Are they really doing it weekly or doing do they have episodes in the can? They're both busy guys. He got his own podcast. I love JJ Redick.
Yeah. So it said they were filming the first two, recording / filming the first two episodes. So I don't know. I guess they tried to film it a couple of days before, but you know, something fell through. But they're going to definitely have to go around LeBron's busy schedule. When does he find time to do something else? And he's a natural at it because he's a basketball mind. I love the name of the show, Mind the Game. So yeah, it was a good first episode, Jack.
This is crazy. I didn't watch it, but it had 2 million views like in one day.
Yeah.
I think it's just like Uncle Shay Shay.
Yeah, man.
He threw numbers. I said, yo, yeah, it's good, yo.
Listen, ooh, LeBron wants his hands in anything that's popular right now.
He don't know how to stop. He can't.
He could have just called us, Jack. Like he could have just called us. Like we would have put a third box on the screen for
him. I don't want to see a shine. Mind the Game. That's a great title, though.
Yeah, man. That was dope, man. So let's move on, Jack. So Shaq and Steph, man. Shaq and Steph got together, huh? And green lighted for Iverson doc. That should be dope, Jack. Iverson, very important to the culture, Jack. Very important.
And he has nothing to hide. He's an honest guy. So that doc, they're going to talk about everything. And I love Steph and Shaq being behind it. You know, Shaq always says that Steph is his favorite player.
Yeah.
And Shaq always bigs up his fellow Reebok brother, Iverson.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this. I didn't see no date on it yet, but that's something you can trust me. I'm going to be fighting for that.
You better, Jack.
I'm working on it right now. All my Hulu Disney connects, y'all got to get me on the talk to them. Because I'm going to talk to them about, I was outside when you was parking that Bentley anywhere in Bentley.
TGI Fridays.
You were talking about a guy who ran the city. Yo, anywhere.
Listen, I was in TGI Fridays one night when he was in there, and I was eating dinner with my wife. I saw him go up the steps. The groupie in me said, I'll be right there. Yeah,
Yo, that's something. Yo, we had camera phones and all that. Yo, because he turned the TJ Fridays into a club.
I got up there and his mom was at the bar and I stood next to her and ordered a Pepsi.
God, look at him, Pepsi.
didn't even want anything.
Pepsi on the rocks.
Looked over like,
see, Iverson, yo, man, yeah, I am looking forward to this.
But the cool thing I think about those two brothers doing it, it's one thing. Iverson has other documentaries,
sure,
right? But something about two former players that played against him, looked up to him, like it's just a different lens. They know exactly, especially Shaq, what Iverson meant to the league at that time. Jackie revolutionized the game from the way that they dressed to the way everything.
Man, he's the reason for tattoos.
Yep.
For braids, for handles. He's the reason why people come late to games, late to practice. He's coming late. I don't practice and I still get 40.
Incredible, man.
Yeah. You know, that was our guy. Listen, you talking about, and here's the what I love about Iverson. He's still beloved in Philly.
Him and Dr. J,
I'm telling you, he always at the games. Always cheering, yo. And here's one thing ex players can learn from him. He's always embraced the young guys.
Absolutely.
He never hated on Steph. He never hated on Kobe. He always bigs up Kobe. Kyrie. Some of these guys, like a Paul Pierce, still act like he wants to play. You can't Lord.
You can't go get 10 Lords.
Iverson loves the game and he loves these players. So, man, I really, I can't wait to see this.
I'm glad you said that. Extremely humble guy, man. Has every right to be arrogant. Absolutely not.
Yeah, well, he was in the league. You cannot tell me when he retired, he was going to be this kind of guy.
No.
You thought he would be killing this league. Whoa, he's not the back in my day guy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, and shout out to the Sixers, man. I can't remember the date, but it's coming up. They're giving Iverson a statue. Yes. So doing right by Iverson, man. Mm-hmm.
Empire's number already?
That was a couple years ago. So, they got a statue out front, man. Took that 2001 team with me, you.
You look at that team today, it was nowhere near the best team in the East. They beat Ray Allen, Big Dog, and Sam Cassell. That team had way more. Vince Carter and McGrady.
Yeah, that Toronto team was tough.
Yo, the Pacers. Yeah. Yo, he was amazing that year. That's one of my if we break down seasons, that is probably my top 10 season. We might have to do that for a list. The your favorite seasons. He was on the roll that year, man. And I never forget when Larry Brown, when they almost traded him a year before. I was like, dawg, you can find another coach.
Yeah.
You're gonna find another one of them. And we ain't found one since.
You're right about that.
Oh,
yeah. You're right about that. So that Iverson doc, Jack, looking forward to that, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
So let's move on to another small player, Jack. Isaiah Thomas, man.
I love it.
Back in the league. Isaiah Thomas to the Suns. 10-day contract, Jack.
I love it, man. Listen, I love to see him. I'm a big fan of his because I'm old enough to remember when he was on the Celtics giving up 30 a game like he was 6'8 out there.
Brother, he has a 17.7 points per game career average.
Still,
that's his average.
That is wild.
17.7 for his career. So it's just weird that he kind of got washed out the league. I never truly understood why he had an MVP season in Boston.
Yes. Remember that
then hip injury. Just like they pushed him out the league.
I don't know if they ever really that hip injury when he got traded. Remember him and Kyrie got traded for each other? And that's how good he was. He got traded for a Kyrie that was with LeBron going to the finals.
Right.
And that's probably if we look at that may be prime Kyrie.
Right.
He got traded for him, and nobody was like, oh, that's a crazy trade. They're like, Cavs came up because when he went to be traded, it was like even. You thought that was an even.
Let me see what Isaiah Thomas and Bron can do together.
He's a little smaller, but Bron was like, okay, I can work with him. I think that injury and I he wasn't a bad guy. Like he's kind of suffered from what Melo suffered from, whatever that was.
Right.
If people forgot, Melo may have lost a year or two.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna pick up Melo.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yo, you know how much they get for 10-day contract? You see that number?
No.
10-day contract, they get $233,000.
For 10 days?
$233,000. Whether you make the team or not. So those cats get them 10 days, man. As a Sham, shout out to Shams. He said that, I couldn't believe it.
What? My God. I can go out there and get fouled.
Yo, dog, I can do anything y'all want for 10 days. Yo, I go to practice, get on the plane, get a free hotels. Listen, I found out of something, you know, we got to, you know, we forget who we forgot to mess with. This is all subject. DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
I forgot to put that on the list. I didn't know, the guy said he was sleeping on a 7-foot guy sleeping on an air mattress. But he said, my boy Lou Will says when you get traded, they give you $5,000 a month for your stipend for moving or a hotel. So I don't know what Aiden was doing, but just so you get to 233, you get to 233 and get back in the league. And listen, not only is he back in the league, he's fulfilling a need. They need an organizer on that Phoenix Suns team.
He played last night, Jack. The Suns beat the Sixers, and he got 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. One shot up, I believe, maybe two shots up. Didn't score, but that's day one of his 10-day contract, Jack, and he only got 2 minutes. So I'm a little nervous, man. I was hoping that they would, give him a chance. And like you said, in Phoenix, they need an organizer. They don't have a point guard.
Now, I didn't watch that game. Was it a blowout?
It was close. It was a close game, but when I looked at the box score, they won by like maybe 10-15, something like that.
Yeah, where is he, man? Because they don't. I don't think Booker has a backup. Who's that? I don't know what's going on with that point guard. But listen, he got the experience, and I know he can still get you double digits, as you said. This and he's probably really fresh.
Yeah,
he hasn't played. You know, he hasn't been playing in
35 years old, Jack.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting up there. But salute to Isaiah Thomas, man. The marathon continues, as he always likes to say.
Yes.
Love of the game, Jack. I love to see it, man. The love of the game, Jack. Let's move on, Jack. So, man, the dunk heard around the world, Jack. My God. Everybody was talking about it this week, Jack.
My nephew.
Where? Anthony Edwards dunk on John Collins in the third quarter with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left. That was one of the most incredible dunks I've ever seen in my life, Jeff. Yo,
guy gave him a head contusion.
and then they both got injured on the play. Yo. He couldn't even fully celebrate because he dislocated his finger, Jack.
The most violent dunk, yo.
Then the best part is, why would they ever pull out a monitor and put a microphone in front of this man's face when he is watching the replay? And for anybody watching that didn't see it, please, please, please go Google it. You have to watch it. We can't say what he said.
You know, the white dude was like...
And it was exactly what he probably was thinking, and he just says it, man. He is must-see TV, man.
I saw it from the angle early today, like facing him. Like, if you're facing him that way, it's even better. And here's what's crazy. Collins got plenty of body. You know, he got it beat real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he didn't dunk on the screw. He dunked on a fellow, and he exploded, yo. He's not that tall. He exploded.
It looked like he was in Space Jam. Like, you know how the effects and, you know, Hollywood makes it look like it. I mean, I'm like, did he jump off a trampoline? He looked like the mascot out there doing the halftime show.
Could look like he might have been a step or two in front of the free throw line. And yo, the explosion, man. God.
Goodness.
Yo,
I think, listen, you know, we're talking about Anthony Edwards, but did you see the lob to Zion the next day or the same day?
No. And my man, what's the Johnson boy from the Hawks that got Austin Reeves? He may have been, yo, Ant's dunk was so good that the Austin Reeves dunk didn't even get a lot of play. And usually that would have been out of here.
These boys are hearing the talks. They Mikey Brick has tagged us in a post on Tuesday talking about the dunk contest. These boys hear what everybody's saying about the dunk contest.
No, we need.
They know that they can save it.
You know, they know. You know what Ja was doing when he saw him doing all this.
He had a flight jacket on.
All this is Ja shine. See, yo, they was giving you the lead. It wasn't no face of the lead. They was like Tatum, no, Ant, no, Zion, no. Here, Ja.
Right.
Next year, he got to be. Anyway, we saw that little brief sample as soon as he came back. Like, wow. I remember that guy. Ja, Ant-Man, and Zion in that. Yo, the ratings will be through the roof.
It'll be the next best thing to McGrady, Vince, and Stevie franchise.
You nailed it.
And franchise was an afterthought in that
franchise beats most people. On with those dunks, he beats most people.
He couldn't even palm the ball.
He was in third place. That one, he brought that one from his ankle.
Oh my God.
McGrady, yo, that show you how bad Vince was.
Yeah.
But they're not gimmick dunkers. Like, you know, maybe they ain't gonna jump over a mascot. But what they gonna do, just them getting in. Imagine it's them three and Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown better not even come. He's not even allowed in the gym on Saturday.
It's garbage!
But listen, I'm going to throw another name in there with those three guys. I'll give you two.
Who you got?
Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. Why not?
Well, could they do it? Could the old men do it? Could they do it?
Man, Zach LaVine, and listen, by that time, he should be fresh. I mean, you know, he sat out. He opted out for the surgery.
Was he 30 now?
By February next year, he should be fresh, and Aaron Gordon can still get up, Jack. Man. Aaron Gordon is not as old as we think.
Let me see.
Aaron Gordon may not even be 30 yet.
What is that kid? How old is he?
I'm dying to know how old Aaron Gordon
28.
28, Jack. 28. He can still jump up.
I think Dominique won in the 90s when he was older. He won one, a couple older ones.
And it's crazy that we say 28 is old, but man, because Zach LaVine, he jumped in his day, he jumped out the gym the same way that Anthony Edwards does now. But Anthony Edwards is a lot more meaner.
Powerful,
powerful,
graceful, and smooth, and but he dunking like he's dunking like he's trying to get people head contusions.
Yes, shout out to my boy Francis Fire. He sent me the video. He said my new favorite player, easily dunk of the year, and I could not agree even more. But
listen, he got the dunk of the year and a block of the year. In like the same couple weeks.
What, like a month? Like in the same month? Like it's crazy.
Listen, he hit that three against Joker, man. Yo, the league is, they are behind him, man.
Right. They asked him as far as potential.
For the
RA. Where does he think he's at? And he said like what, like out of 10? He said, I'm only at like a 5 right now. That is terrifying. To think that he thinks that he can get better, and he's only what, 22? He said
that's 22.
Wait till he puts it together, Jack.
People, that's crazy. He ain't got it together yet. He's not even at the place where he's making them. The game is slow, and he's making those decisions. Cause you know, like when I watched Kobe after Shaq, is when he started. The game got slow.
Right.
When the game gets slow, when he gets that, listen, y'all better do some winning now. I know the Minnesota team, you know, they going through some issues with trying to buy the team. A-Rod, though, sounds a little scandal happening, allegedly. But
allegedly.
Y'all better not drop that ball and mess up with Ant-Man, have him playing for the Knicks in a couple years. Give that man his money. Whatever he wants.
He said he got his own money.
Listen, but y'all mess up with, they don't make them every day. They don't make them Ant-Mans every day, man.
No, they don't. No, Ooh. They don't. Mm. Let's move on, Jack. And I apologize to the Blizzard. We skipped one. Let's go back, Jack, to KD passing Shaq, Jack.
Yes.
KD passing Shaq. So let me look at my notes real quick. KD is now eighth all-time in scoring, Jack. So Shaq had 28,596, and Kevin Durant took that spot, Jack. So he's steadily moving up that all-time scoring list. Wilt the Stilt is next on that list at 31,419 points.
Is that a pause?
If KD doesn't get hurt those couple seasons, Jack, he's probably already top five.
Yeah, man. You said the Stilt. I said, you know what Cameron. What Cameron would say.
What'd he say?
That was wild.
That was wild.
He was like 2 years.
Yeah.
He was like 2 years. You add that up. It's crazy. Like, how close will he get? You think he's got in his mind he wants to break LeBron's record? Think he got that much time?
I don't think he's making that thing.
Like, it's going to be.
Right.
Super, but he steadily, you know, and he's still, you know, just so grumpy. And like, he never enjoys anything.
Just never seems happy.
The Golden State Parade, he's just not enjoying. He's not enjoying. Like, yo, they love, you are beloved. People love Durant's game.
Yeah. And you figure, how many more years do you think LeBron, KD has left?
See, he has some major injuries. Sometimes I can see the wear and tear open now. Like you can start seeing some like
yeah, he's not the Kevin Durant for Golden State, right?
The question: will he want to hang on?
I think so.
He can hang on for five. He loves basketball too.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, he's one of those players for the love of the game. I think KD, LeBron, I don't know so much Steph, but I definitely think KD and LeBron, those are the guys that will hang around longer than we probably would. They have all their money, but KD just loves to hoop. He's a hooper.
He's dropping like 12 a game as a sixth man. That's cool. He probably wouldn't care. We probably
imagine a 7 foot
guy, 40-year-old KD coming off the bench,
and probably still be able to. In the way that this league plays defense, he probably at 40 can. Well, look, LeBron is 39 and he's averaging 27. So you figure KD at 40, who knows what he'll be averaging? 25, 23.
Still shooting over everybody. His game doesn't depend on explosion. Hmm? Fundamentally sound.
Right. You put a 40-year-old KD on your team as like the fourth option. My God.
Easy 15.
Incredible, man. Incredible. But you figure, incredible career so far, you know, a couple of asterisks, you know, a couple stars.
Why so bad?
couple stars, you know. It's championships or, you know, people question the validity. Hey, if they're going to question LeBron, you got to question
you KD. Really? Yo, hey, I said, y'all, dog, Don't y'all do that. I said,
are we picking and choosing now?
Yo, huh? He had Golden State on the ropes, down 3-2. I watched, I was like, they going to the finals. Next thing I know, my player, he on their team.
But listen,
that's probably the most shocking day to be watching on Twitter, watching that. I'll never forget July 4th. I was like, oh.
It was like Golden State. For
4 years.
I was like, first thing that came to my head, they didn't need him. I get why Golden State does it, but I don't get why he does it.
Y'all right back in the finals again. I was like, oh man, they're gonna be going at it for years. I was like, oh nah, they're gonna be winning it every year.
Oh my god. Yeah, man.
Listen, I don't know if he that's always gonna be counting against him in the GOAT conversation, but when it comes to GOAT scores, right there. As the best pure scorer. I think of him, I never think of LeBron like that. If you know he got 40,000.
And LeBron hates the fact that
best part of your game. The pure scorer, KD, I think of Kobe, Iceman, Gervin, Melo.
And did you see when they asked KD that question to give his top five, like, you know, just bucket getters, and he didn't name Carmelo, and Carmelo retweeted, really?
Yo, really? Because Carmelo thinking, I'll bust you a lot of times. Because Melo bust everybody.
Carmelo and KD are cemented on my list for pure bucket getters.
I saw Melo play. I saw him in college. That dude is a scorer.
Yeah, man.
Him too lost some years fooling with these, you know, we talked about earlier. Like Isaiah Thomas, man, he probably could have got to 30,000.
And he was willing to come off the bench, man. Tough ending to Melo's career.
Yeah, man, when we talk about guys who I wish to won a championship, of course, our guys, Barkley.
Oh, Barkley, yeah, Iverson.
Melo and Iverson, that's probably my three. I wish I could have saw them get to that stage. But great career nonetheless.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Jack, it's time for your favorite segment of the week. Don't sleep, Jack. Who are we not sleeping on this week, Jack?
Reverend John Mobley said we are marching up to Zion. The beautiful city of God. Don't y'all sleep.
Don't you sleep on Zion.
Sleep on Zion. As soon as I say it, they get pounded today by, they said he lost 30 pounds last week.
Mason Cam would have said that was wild.
Yo, oh my God, I'm about to have a heart attack.
I went to dinner. This has nothing to do with that. I went to dinner with Tez and Shimon on Saturday. You couldn't say nothing.
Yo, they are, first of all, y'all got them overdrive. They take it to overdrive. We can't say nothing. Duber, help us. Help us be grown like you.
You would say something, you would feel Shimon looking at you. But don't sleep on Zion, Jack.
Yo, that dog you talking about, he caught in Brooklyn, yo, and he looks, he said he lost 25, 35 pounds.
Yeah, man.
Yo, he's been playing. I watched him when they beat the Clippers that one game a few weeks ago. And they put Kawhi, he couldn't do nothing with him. They tried everybody. Listen, nobody could, because he's so fast and so big and strong. He is like Barkley.
Yeah.
Smaller guy, he don't rebound like, but Barkley was a force on. I can't understand that about Zion, why he don't rebound as strong. But that New Orleans team with him running like a point forward, he's such a good passer. I'm glad to see him really rebound this year, because yo, I had him like almost like he was a bust, you know, talking about trading him at the beginning of the year. But yo, he has taken those critiques and criticism and turned it around. So shout out to Zion.
One of the commentators I heard today say, this is the Zion that we saw coming out of college. Like, this is what we thought he could be.
Yes.
And like you said, Jack, he lost the weight. You know, he's tired of all the jokes. You know, we're guilty of it ourselves, of joking with him about his weight. But he heard all the jokes, Jack, and he put his money where his mouth is, and he got to work and lost the weight, Jack. So shout out to him.
He said etouffee? No.
No. But on the Pelicans, though, unfortunate news, man. I saw that Brandon Ingram – did you see this, Jack?
No.
Went down with a leg injury. That's, oh. I feel like it was a couple hours ago. I feel like it just happened tonight.
Maybe that's why the score was like that.
Yeah, yeah. He went down with a leg injury.
Man, so. They can never. And he's, yeah. Man, he's a, you know, they talk about that AD trade. I said, man, yeah. That AD trade, you give up all them young boys for him.
Yeah.
But Ingram really became, I thought, funny, now it's funny. I thought Kuzma was the star out of that group. Right. Okay, Brandon, my bad. Ingram yeah. really turned out to be a perennial all-star type of player.
Right.
Man, I hope that's not a serious injury because yeah, they just man. Started getting that. They was in a groove, man. Climbed all the way up to the, like, they were like a half a game behind the Clippers for fourth. Mm. We've really been sinking.
Yeah.
See, James Harden tried to block Kawhi.
And then when they interviewed him about it, he said, I did what I'm here to do, bring some excitement. By trying to block your player, I think he yeah. forgot what team he was on, Jack.
They said he never closed out like that in a real defensive play. I forget who said that. He never did that. We played together. Yo, and Kawhi doesn't seem like the guy who – you know, hate who likes jokes. I mean, right. behind the scene, like, you know, if he'd have did that to Russell, they probably would have laughed or something. But Kawhi's like,
yeah, I'm almost positive Kawhi didn't think that was funny.
No, you know, he don't think too much is funny. I know he didn't think that was funny.
But if you can get him to laugh,
yo.
And you get the,
oh, it's a weirdie. Oh, it's a weirdie. Oh, it's a weirdie. Don't laugh. Just smile.
Don't laugh. Oh my God, Jack.
Yes,
let's move on. I got a good one for us today, Jack. So you could get with this, so you could get with that. This, because this is kind of fat.
Meow.
I got a couple good ones for you today, Jack. You ready?
Yes, sir.
NBA Jam Tournament Edition or NBA Live 95. Sega
95, the way how he said it in the commercial, NBA Live 95, never forget it.
EA Sports,
yo, game. That dude. Oh man, they had us, had me, man.
Live that 95? NBA Live 95.
That's probably one of my favorite games ever. I still remember, I remember 96, 97. I remember 95. It's funny you just say that.
And it's funny because I had came up with this or that a couple days ago. And shout out to my guy, Marquise Morales. He yes. said he made a post and said, I just got off the phone with Little Reese. Shout out to Little Reese. And now I'm getting ready to go in my room for a couple hours and play NBA Jam. I said, how did he know? How did he know? And he had the cartridge right there. I said, man, still in pristine condition. I said,
how?
Goodness, that NBA Jam, Jack. That was, man. What a time to be alive.
Yeah,
Jack.
The Bull was like, when he started losing, the nail in the coffin.
He's on fire.
Piss me off. Can't buy a bucket. You know, I show my kids that they be like, okay. You know, just because y'all look lifelike, like a real game. I said, man, like a real person. I said, our games look like games.
Yeah, man. Good time. All right, Jack, I got another one for you. Ray Allen or Reggie Miller? Who's the better shooter, Jack?
Wow, I think Ray Allen. I just interviewed Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller.
You just going to slide that in there. That you just got done. You just interviewed Reggie Miller. You're going to slide that in there.
man, Reggie Miller got to be the best because what he did to the Knicks and got them threes in that 10 seconds.
Man. And I would say Reggie Miller because Reggie Miller has always been a pure
yes.
shooter. Ray Allen kind of transformed his game later on in his career to be the knockdown shooter.
He was people forget he was in the dunk contest. He lost to Kobe.
It was awful.
He was an in-game kind of dunker, more athletic guy, but he worked his way into being in the top five easily as being
right.
a shooter. But Reggie, from the moment he hit the league, was a shooter. And I asked him, he said, well, you put my number. He said, the most threes I ever took is about four a game. He said, imagine me like Steph taking 12.
And he could have.
Imagine him taking 12 threes. His whole career, goodness. We look at him a whole different way. So, I go with Miller on that one.
Last one. Barclays shoe collection or Penny's shoe collection?
Man, I've been seeing this debate for the last couple of weeks. Oh, man.
I'm going with Sir Charles, Jack. You Barclays already know.
You got him, man. I had all the Barclays. I didn't get all the Penny, but I had all those Barclays. From the Sixer Jones, the Forces, Barclays Jones, and Barclays Jones still on the resale market. You got to have $400 or $500.
My God.
The resale market for Barclays, you can get some pennies. You're going to have to spend for
some pennies. But it's when you go to them phones and all that with the pennies.
See, that's unfair. The phones are unfair.
It's tough. It's tough.
That's probably, I said, behind the J's, become the basketball. Those two are battling it out at Nike.
For our generation, sure.
Yeah, man, listen.
Because this new generation likes the Kobe's, but man, Kobe's, for our generation.
And I've been hearing them talk about Paul George. I'm lost on that one. The LeBron special edition Magic. I be watching these sneaker bulls talk.
KD's.
Yeah, KD's. They be like, man, I can't wait for the KD 8s to come up. Like, what are those? Ain't no Jordan 8s. I don't even respect the 8. But yeah. But Barclays, though. Ooh. Yeah,
that's a good one, Jack.
Yeah, that's
great. A good one. I'm going Barclay all the way, Jack.
Yes, sir.
So it's time for my favorite segment of the week, Jack. They wait for it all week, Jack. That's a fact, Jack. Stat of the week.
Give the people what they want, Jack.
All right, Jack. You ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
1,021 floaters. Never had a dunk in an NBA game yet. Trey Young has zero dunks in his career. Can you believe that, Jack? I mean, he's only 6'1", but you never got a fast break.
Trey DeMar has never got a dunk.
Never. He has 1,021 floaters, zero dunks.
There's somebody who counts floaters.
Yes. When I saw that stat, I said, how do they know how many floaters he has?
That's a lot of floaters.
Yeah.
But I was thinking.
It's one of his, like, you know, besides the three-point shot, like, that's one of his signature shots.
I've seen Spud Webb get a dunk in a game, who's 5'7".
Right.
All the shorter guys. We saw AI get dunks.
Boykins. So Earl Boykins? Yeah. I think Earl Boykins could dunk, couldn't he?
And Nate Robinson would get you.
Oh, he'd dunk.
Major hops.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Now you got me thinking of guys who never dunk.
I thought that was a good one, Jack. Zero dunks in his career, Jack. 6 years in. Not one dunk. Listen,
ain't going to happen now.
No.
Injuries too. Now, if you ain't getting them, see, you know, your dunking ability is like dog years. In them early 20s. That's why I'm like, 28 is young, but – man, in dunking years.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he never dunked.
Zero dunks, Jack. Zero dunks, Jack.
I'm going to be up on YouTube trying to find that. When did he dunk in college?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find that, Jack. And just like that, Jack, that's a wrap for episode 19, Jack.
19 episode. Who would have thought? Thank you for your support, for watching and sharing, for hating on us. Nice remarks, for talking about us, for clowning us, whatever you do, we're grateful for it. Make sure to follow us on all the social medias, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Instagram at Politics As Usual Talk, and follow us at The Groveness and at Mr. Period Dot A Carter 13. Yo,
you got some shout outs, Jack? You got some?
I wanted to shout out, of course, Anthony Hogarth for repping the city well, getting that win over Mississippi State. And I want to shout out Mr. Adam Carter, who had a birthday this week.
Oh,
53, man. 53, they all the same. Man, get past 35. And he looks good for his age. Shout out to you, sir.
Appreciate the love, Jack. And thank you guys, everyone out there that shouted your boy out, pulled a picture up, text, phone call was much appreciated. I got two shout outs today. I saw my boy from Chester last week, Sean Pickett. Shiz, shout out to my guy Shiz. And my main man, Jermaine Richardson, all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio. That was my roommate, college, Jack. Oh, he tunes in every week. I send him the episode every week, and
ready.
He tunes in, Jack. So shout out to the Chester boys, and shout out to the Cincinnati, Ohio. When I first met him, he said, "I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, man." I said, "Oh man," but he had a polo shirt on, some Guess jeans. I said,
"Look like us."
He looked just like us. I said, "I can get down with that. Get down with that, Jack."
Yo, you want me to say something smart?
Say something smart, Jack.
Whenever it thunders, that's Black Angels tap dancing.
Tap, tap, tap.
Game here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. I know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy. More heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up. That type of motion new to you. To us, just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love so they show us love back.